ask no better pastime than to be with my sweet. Oh, why she won't have me, I well understand. She wants some freeholder, and I have no land. I cannot maintain her own silver and gold, and all the other fine things that my love's house should hold. Oh, I wish I were a penman and could write a fine hand. I would write my love a letter from this distant land. I'd send it by the waters just to let her know that I think of pretty Mary wherever I go. Oh, I wish I were a turtle dove and had wings and could fly. It's to my love's sweet dwelling place this night I draw nigh. I'd sit neath her window, and all night long I'd cry that for love of pretty Mary I gladly would die. At the foot of yon rose mountain there runs a clear stream. At the foot of yon rose mountain there lives a fair queen. She's handsome, she's proper, and her ways are complete. And I ask no better pastime than to be with my sweet. From the low country, but she loved his lordship so tenderly. Oh, sorrow, sing sorrow. Now she sleeps in the valley where the wildflowers nod, and no one knows she loved him but herself and God. One morn when the sun was on the mead, he passed by her door on a milk-white steed. She smiled and she spoke, but he paid no heed. Oh, sorrow, sing sorrow. Now she sleeps in the valley where the wildflowers nod, and no one knows she loved him but herself and God. Now if you be a lass from the low country, don't love of no lord of high degree. They ain't got a heart for sympathy. Oh, sorrow, sing sorrow. Now she sleeps in the valley where the wildflowers nod, and no one knows she loved him but herself and God. A fly, I don't know why she swallowed a fly, perhaps she lied. I know an old lady who swallowed a spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed a spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly, perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a bird. Now how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly, perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cat. Now just fancy that, she swallowed a cat. She swallowed a cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed a spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly, perhaps she'll die. Now I know an old lady who swallowed a dog. Now what a hog to swallow a dog. She swallowed a dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a goat. She just opened her throat and she swallowed a goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and jiggled and jiggled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. Now I know an old lady that swallowed a cow. Now I don't know how she swallowed a cow. She swallowed the cow to catch the goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. Now I know an old lady who swallowed a horse, and she's dead, of course.
Knowing that you're gone, for in the picture in your mind I'm never all alone. You see me in another song just like I was with you. Oh, I only miss you new.
the hurricane took my woman.
I moved to the city.
I took revenge against all my land. I pulled the beat. I go and strike the rock. Fortune of my shame.
Let's go. weren't nothing nowhere, and every day was Sunday, where the Lord read back preaching all day long, except on Saturday, when everybody went out to the fish fry. And one time everybody was out to the fish fry, eating fish and bile custard and carrying on. All at once the Lord tasted some custard that didn't suit his taste. And he say, this here custard ain't right. It's too thick. It ain't got enough of firmament in it. Excuse me, Lord, say Gables, but us done used up all the firmament. There ain't another draft in the jug. Well, it appears to me like you've been using a lot of firmament. I guess I got to pass a miracle and make some more firmament. Now, I bet you I'm going to make enough firmament this time to last a month of Sundays. So the Lord read back, and he passed a miracle. And he said, let it be some firmament. And when I say, let it be some firmament, let it be a whole heap of firmament. I'm sick and tired of having to pass miracles. Well, you just ought to see the firmament. It was everywhere. The mammy angels and the cherubs and everybody was standing knee-deep in it. Well, say, the mammy angels, I reckon I got to take these here children home and dry them out. They's gonna have a bouquet, yeah. Oh, the Lord say, don't do that, sisters. I'll pass another miracle and dry out these here cherubs. And so the Lord passed another miracle. And he say, let it be the sun to dry out these here cherubs. And there was the sun. But quick as them little old things got dry in the sun, they got wet again because they was so much firmament. This ain't getting us nowhere, say Gable. Look at here, Lord. What you gonna do about all this here firmament? He says, you gotta do something about it. Well, the Lord say, I'll do something about it. He passed another miracle. And he say, let it be the earth to hold all this firmament. And there was the earth. And all that firmament run into rivers and lakes and the streams. Cause firmament ain't nothing but a fancy name for water. And it just ran on off. And there was a heap of dry land left over. Now look at what you done, Lord, say Gable again. He said, cause it ain't none of my business. But you got to get somebody to work that land. Cause you know yourself that land ain't gonna work itself. And the Lord look around to see who gonna work the land. And all them angels was mighty busy. He look at old Gable, and old Gable say, Lord, 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 I can't walk the land. He say, I got to be practicing on my horn all the time. So the Lord pass another miracle. He pick up a hand of dirt, and he make it into a ball, and he make that ball into a man named Adam. And there was Adam, and the Lord look at him, and he say, what's your name, man? Adam, say the man. Adam which, say the Lord, just plain Adam, say the man. He say, is you married? He say, married? I ain't, no, I was one of them single men. Well, the Lord say, I'm going to change that. I ain't going to have none of you single men around on my farm. Cause you'll just stay out so late, you won't be fit to work the next day. Say, I'm gonna do something about that. So he put him back to sleep, and he took out a rib, and he turned that rib into a woman named Eve. And when Adam wake up the next morning, there was Eve with her head on his pillow. And he look at her and he say, what's your name, gal? Where'd you come from?
No matter where I come from, I share, ain't I?
And so Adam and Eve settled down to raise a crop for the Lord. One fine morning, the Lord came walking down the road, and there was Eve out picking blackberries. And he said, good morning, Sis Eve. And she said, good morning, Lord. And he said, you picking a few blackberries? Yes, sir, a few. I thought I'd make Adam a blackberry pie. And he said, well, you pick all the blackberries and the huckleberries and the peaches and the plums, all you want. Just one thing I don't want you to touch, that's the apple orchard. 'Cause apples is kind of scarce, and they's gonna bring a good price this fall. Well, now, it just goes to show you, Adam didn't care much about apples, neither did Eve. In fact, they'd never tasted one. But no sooner do the Lord go on down the road than a big Highland moccasin came a-crawling toward him. And she said, look at that old fella. Say, I'm gonna mash his head in. And she pick up a stick, a rock, and she flung it around a couple of times, and she let it go. Well, now, you know how women is when it comes to throwing things. Ain't never been one who could throw very straight. So Eve missed the snake, hit the apple tree, and down come a great big apple right in front of her. Ooh, and she said, look at that, what I done. I done knocked down one of them apples. It's mighty pretty. Too pretty for the hogs to eat. So she pick it up and she take a bite. She said, it don't taste like much. I wonder, do Adam want to eat it? So she took it over to where old Adam was plowing the corn, and she said, I brought you something. And he look at it, and he took a bite, and he spit it out, and he said, why don't you bring me something I like, gal? And she blubbered up and commenced to cry, and she said, 'cause you don't like it. You don't never like none of that news for ya. And she just blubbered up and just bawled and bawled. Well, now, when a woman commences crying, she gonna get some action from her man. And he say, oh, honey, you hush up. He said, I'll get you anything you want. He says, if you just hush up your squalling, I'll buy you a new dress. So she hushed, and Adam bought Eve a dress. And the Lord found out about it, and he found about their eating that apple, and he didn't like it. So he put them off the place. 'Cause he didn't mean to have anybody on his place stealing his apples. So the last I heard of Adam and Eve, they was down on the levee trying to get a job at 6 bits a day.
Morning stars are rising bright, morning stars are
to heaven shouting. is her flotushes, dark brown and yellow sand. It was a lonesome evening, pretty near the setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. There he stood, his red eyes burning, slobber running down his jaw. Never seen a sight so fearful, chill me to my very maw. One more. Well, times at night, I gets to thinking, and the shivers cold my spine. I walks out into that moonlight, that old heart still on my mind. There's a wild hope in the hammock, I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful touches, dark the brown and yellow sand. Dark the brown and yellow sand, the wild hog. Thank you very much.